Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Cannon Holdings Ltd. conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please call GK Investor and Public Relations at 1-646-201-9246. The press release, as well as summary financial information of Cannon, IC Power, and Khoros, have been publicly submitted to the Securities and Exchange Commission on Form 6-K and can be accessed from the SEC's website and is filed with the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange and is available on the company's website. I will now hand the call over to Mr. Kenny Green of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Green, would you like to begin?
Thank you, operator. I'd like to welcome all of you to the conference call, and I'd like to thank Cannon Holdings management for hosting this call. With us on the call today are the management of Cannon. This includes Mr. Barak Cohen, Co-CEO of Cannon, Mr. Robert Rosen, Co-CEO of Cannon, Mr. Mark Hason, CFO of Cannon, and Mr. Jonathan Frish, Director, Investor Relations. Barak will discuss Cannon's recent press release discussing the investment by an entity related to Bounding Group in Khoros, whereby the new investor will become the controlling shareholder in Khoros. We will then open the call for the question-and-answer session. Before we start, I'd like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements, including statements regarding expected events and developments relating to the terms of the investment in Khoros and related matters. These statements are only estimates or plans, and there is no guarantee that they will, in fact, occur. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of risks and uncertainties identified in the press release and in the Risk Factors section of the company's annual report on Form 20-F filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission and in the section entitled Caution Concerning Forward-Looking Statements in the earnings release. With that, I will now like to hand the call over to Barak. Barak, please go ahead.
Thank you, Kenny. I'd like to welcome all of you, and thank you for joining us today to our investor conference call. In June 2017, we announced that a new China-based investor entered an investment agreement to purchase a controlling interest in Khoros. Today, we are excited to share updates on this investment, which include the purchase of 51% of Khoros by the investor, a put option to sell Cannon's entire remaining equity stake in Khoros for $480 million, provisions in the investment agreement for full repayment of shareholder loans to Cannon in amount of $145 million, and a release of a part of Cannon's guarantee. We believe that this transaction is aligned with our strategy to realize the value of Cannon businesses for our shareholders and will provide Khoros with a unique opportunity to grow and expand its presence in Chinese car market, backed by a leading strategic shareholder. I will provide a key summary of the transaction and be happy to answer your questions after. For a detailed description of the transaction, please refer to our press release dated January 8th, which is available on Cannon's website and was filed with the SEC and the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. The investment is based on an RMB 6.5 billion pre-investment valuation of Khoros, which is approximately $1 billion, and this excludes shareholding loan in the amount of $290 million of the existing shareholders, both us and Chery. This brings the total value of Cannon's stake in Khoros to $645 million. The investment agreement provides for a total funding by the investor of approximately 6.6 billion RMB, which is a bit more than $1 billion. 1 billion will ultimately go to the company, and another 20 million will be provided to Cannon as a result of the decrease in our shareholding from 25%-24%. Following the transaction, the investor will hold 51% of Khoros, and Cannon and Chery will be diluted to 24% and 25% respectively. Khoros will also be required to repay outstanding shareholder loans that I mentioned before in the total amount of $145 million to Cannon and Chery in two tranches. Khoros will be required to seek bank approvals to make such loan repayments. As part of the investment agreement, Cannon will have a put option to sell its remaining interest in Khoros to the investor for a total consideration of 3.12 billion RMB, which is approximately $480 million. This is exercisable in two stages, and the investor will have an option also to increase its stake by injecting additional funds to the company for up to 67%. The investment agreement further provides that the investor will assume its pro rata share of guarantees and pledges given by Canon and Cherry according to its ultimate equity ownership. As a result, the change in shareholding, Cherry is required to repay Canon a portion of the amount previously advanced to Corus by Canon on behalf of Cherry of approximately RMB 120 million, which is around 20 million US, out of the total RMB 244 million, which is approximately $38 million previously advanced. Any changes in the equity holdings of Corus among Canon, Cherry, and the investor, including as a result of exercising the put or the investment rights provided to the investor, will result in adjustments to the respective pro rata obligations under Corus bank guarantee and pledges. And that basically means that in the assumption that the put option will be exercised, then we will be also be removed from our existing guarantee and liability towards Corus debt. Corus is seeking consent from its bank lenders for the assumption of, by the investor, of its pro rata share of the guarantees obligation under Corus RMB 1.2 billion facility. From a technical perspective, the investment structure entails the sale to the investor by the existing shareholders, Canon and Cherry, of their stake for 260 million US for Canon stake and 250 million US for Cherry stake. And this was completed yesterday. As a result, the investor now is the owner of the 51%, as mentioned before. As a next step, Canon and Cherry and the investor will inject a total of $1 billion equity to Corus in proportion to their new shareholding structure. Canon will use the proceeds from the sale of its Corus interest to the investor to fund this equity increase for Corus. And therefore, no new money from the investment will come from either Canon or Cherry. And as mentioned before, Canon will retain $130 million from the initial sale of the shares. Few more words maybe on the shareholder loans. As previously disclosed, Canon has outstanding, this is relating to the outstanding loan agreement that Canon has with Ansonia, which is a significant shareholder of Canon, in the amount of 69, in the principal amount of $69 million US dollar. This loan agreement that were entered in 2016 basically came as a result of Ansonia's funding for ultimately for Corus, and Canon will be required to use proceeds that received from the shareholder repayment and the sale of the shares to repay the 70 million balance of this loan. A bit more detail on the put and call options that I mentioned before. As mentioned, Canon will have a put option in consideration of the entire stake. It's approximately $480 million that it will be exercisable in two stages. The first stage, for the first 3 years after the completion of the capital injection, the Canon would have the ability to cause the investor to repay to put the investor 50% of our stake for total consideration of 240 million, and this will be subject to adjustment for inflation. From the third year anniversary of the closing until April 2023, Canon has the right to cause the investor to purchase up to all of the remaining equity interest in Corus for $480 million. This again subject to inflation. The investor would have the option to increase its stakes to 67% according to the valuation that we had at this investment agreement, which is the pre-money valuation, plus interest of 10% per annum, depending when this option would be exercised. A bit more detail on the guarantees. As previously discussed, Chery has guaranteed a portion of the Chorus obligation under the credit facilities, and Canon has provided back-to-back guarantees with respect to Chery's obligations. Canon back-to-back guarantee obligation approximately $49 million relating to Chorus principal amount of around $44 million. This will not change as part of the current transaction, but would be removed in the event of an exercise of the put or the call or any additional changes in the shareholding of Chorus. Canon also funded shareholder loans on behalf of Chery for a total amount of $38 million in connection with the release of Canon's guarantee obligation. The terms of such funding provided in the event the Chery guarantee obligation are released, such funds should be returned to Canon. As a result of the investment, the equity holders in Chorus will bear obligations under Chorus bank guarantees in proportion to the equity interest in Chorus. Basically, Baoneng Group would take their proportionate share, so Chery, the guarantees decreased, and as a result, they would repay Canon approximately 120 million RMB or approximately $18 million out of the total 244 million previously provided. The investor, a bigger strategic plan, as we understand, to enter the car automotive sector, and it provided also in the investment agreement a commitment to purchase approximately 100,000 vehicles from Chorus each year between 2018 and 2020. Such vehicle purchases are subject to the parties entering into detailed agreement for such vehicle purchases, and these agreements are yet to be executed. If I would like just to summarize, I think that this investment creates it's important milestone in Canon and Chorus, and for Chorus, it provides a downside protection with a valuation for our shareholding stake in Chorus, and then also significant upside opportunity for Chorus going forward, which we hope the investors would enjoy. So I will stop here and open for any questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order that they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. Pete, if you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. There are no questions at this time. Mr. Barak Cohen, would you like to make your concluding statement? Hold on, Mr. Cohen, if I may interrupt, we have a question, if you'd like to take it.
Yeah, sure.
First question is from Ronnie Bash of Arakamba. Please go ahead.
Sure, I understood the numbers. So assuming you use your put option, and if we disregard the loans you gave and just the consideration you are supposed to receive, it's 480 in total, correct? It's not 240 and 480.
Correct. It's just the put option is for 480 million.
So it's 240 and 240.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Again, the pre-money valuation of Chorus is 1 billion. 20 million we will get now, and the remaining 480 would be subject to the put, as you said, 50% and 50%.
Okay, thank you very much.
there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. There are no questions at this time. Mr. Brock Cohen, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, thank you everybody for joining the call. It's an exciting day for Canon, and I hope to speak again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes the Canon Holdings conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.